Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Howdy, this is Elizabeth. You can call her Lizzie.
Hi.
And I'm Drop Dead Fred. And you are listening to 555 Film. That one fits. Oh, it's been a while.
Hey, what movie did we watch?
We watched Fight Club, but we're not supposed to talk about it. So that's the end of this episode.
Bye.
What if? So Fight Club, huh?
Yeah.
This one's been on our list for a while.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the ones we got requested a ton.
Oh.
Like, since we started, even before the podcast, when we were doing videos. Would you say that there has been hype on this movie?
Yes.
Like, throughout your life?
Yes.
Run!
Has there been hype on this movie in my life? Yes. But I feel like they didn't talk about it because you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about Fight Club.
But, like, also they kind of talked about it, so I didn't really know what they were talking about.
So I do think this is one of my favorite things because rule one and two of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
I took that when I went to go see this movie as we're not supposed to spoil this movie. This okay. is one of those okay. movies where, like, spoilers can ruin it, but also it sure doesn't because the second you pick up on, wait a second, there's something kind of funny going on between them, like, first time we meet them, well, you see a couple of flashes of Tyler before that. That's what you were saying. Like, is he having hallucinations? He was
okay.
seeing Tyler.
Okay. I didn't know that's what he was seeing. I thought there was something wrong with the recording or our internet or something. And I was like, is that supposed to be in it? There's something, like, up in that top right corner.
That's funny. So there's blip, Tyler standing there. Blip.
Okay.
And you missed it at the end. Tyler, who was editing this movie, snuck a penis in right at the very end, the same way he did for Cinderella and what other movies they were watching.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm glad I missed that.
It's quick. You weren't missing out. But, like, there are those blips. And the second time around now, you start watching. Wait, where's Tyler? Where's Tyler? How are they
okay.
doing this part?
Okay.
It's one of those movies.
I can see that.
So, like, even if this movie's spoiled, I think it's still good. But, man, the first time when you're like, oh, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
That was fun for me.
When that popped up and I was like, wait, is he Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde this? Like, he has no idea.
He blew up his own apartment and then
yeah.
the cops are on to him and he's like, just tell him you did it. So in my head, he's either thinking this
mm-hmm.
or the way he's saying, like, he acts out a lot of this, he might have yelled that and hurried up and covered the phone as
yeah.
he's saying it in the background.
That makes me wonder how much of Tyler's character when he's in the background is, like, actually anybody else can hear that.
I got
like, how much
you.
He's acting out both sides or just the one and, like, arguing with himself or what.
Well, and so we see him fighting with Tyler at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what that first fight had to look like to anyone else around. He punched himself in the ear.
Right.
You know?
It's nuts.
It's real good. The fight with his boss.
Can you, like, imagine?
Yeah.
Like,
and he says, for some reason, I thought about my first fight with Tyler. And I thought, like, right then you were going to be like, these bastards.
No, because I went, oh my gosh, how is he able to fake it so bad? Like, so good that, like, it's convincing. And then later that pops up and, like, oh, he's
so
been doing this a lot.
About this movie that I didn't notice until probably my third time watching it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name in the movie?
I think he's Jack.
He
starts saying Jack, but then I don't know if I picked up on his name before he started reading the magazine article thing about the poems about this person's colon, or if so he pulled the name Jack from that.
He is Jack's whatever, yeah.
Okay.
But at the different things, Marla says, so are you Cornelius, are you Travis, are you any other names you make up?
Right, and he doesn't give her a name.
And
it wasn't until he was in the office being like, this is Jack's revenge or whatever he said.
Yep.
I was like, is he Jack?
Because
the other guy's Tyler. What is his name?
And I thought, because you like movies with subtitles, it says narrator every time he's talking.
Oh.
I thought you were going to be like, wait, is his name just narrator?
This is the part where I tell you this was not the movie I thought we were going to watch.
Yeah, we can do that. So, without, like, don't rate or anything, but what'd you think?
There were parts I liked. And there were definitely parts where, like, okay, this is not my type of movie. As soon as the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing came out, I was like, okay, I'm back on board. But I lost it kind of in the middle.
You did a lot of the stuff with Marla after the meetings. It looked like you kind of were done with a lot of that, where it's starting to turn into Project Mayhem
stuff.
But
it just looked like he was throwing his life away. And, like, I definitely thought this movie was more about Fight Club and just, like, fighting each other. But, like, kind of safe. So, like, the slightly padded gloves, the helmet, though, we're just going to hit each other to hit each other, not make each other bleed and possibly die. I didn't realize it was that level of fighting.
That's fair. So this part of that's what the thing where, like, Tyler's talking about, like, we used to be men and now we're this and we IKEA and blah blah blah, right?
Right.
So they want to get back to that, but also he's talking about, like, when we see the narrator or Jack, if you want to call him that, he's getting used to. He said it took him about a week. He got used to the house. It's falling apart. They don't have electricity. It stinks. The refrigerator's not even cold. He's used to it.
Yeah.
They are prepping themselves for societal collapse.
Okay, and that seemed like such a stark turn from where he was. I was surprised at how quickly he was just like, no, this is fine, this is my life now, instead of like, okay, I have got to get out of this house now, like, the water is orange, the house is falling in, the rain, it rains so hard it could electrocute them if they don't turn the power off, like, it floods the basement.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that was, like, between just insanity and lack of sleep and all this stuff, is he's losing reality's edge, or whatever you want to call it.
Right. But, and, like, that makes sense towards the end of the movie when you realize he's insane.
But I think also, like, when you're depressed, what happens? Your house becomes a mess and you stop worrying about that smell, whether it's on you or something in the kitchen has gone bad or whatever. And he just, he did it very quickly. He threw his whole life away.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to live in this.
I've not had that form of depression. It's more, it I can see it all building up around me and it drowns me and I want to fix it. Versus being like, well, it's there.
That's fair.
I just don't have the energy to get up and fix it sometimes.
But I think that's, like, how hoarders get started. You know, it's a little bit, now it's everywhere. And
yeah. Which is where you'll see me just purge stuff. And then I'm like, well, I probably shouldn't have thrown that away. But
I shouldn't,
like,
have exploded my whole apartment full of stuff. You're on your way.
I can't believe he exploded his own apartment. So, like, before the Jekyll and Hyde part came out, and he met him on the plane, and kind of in the in-between before he figures out, and the guy calls, and I was like, oh my gosh, did he blow up the other guy's apartment? Like, he just met him.
He's talking about making, like, bombs and stuff, right? But, like, that not until later. He.
So, like, I kind of suspected him, but, like, that seems kind of weird. Like, why are you trying to drag him into your world until, well, you kind of see more of it, and, like, yeah, maybe he needs,
yeah,
somebody
first,
there, but, like,
their first conversation, he tells them how to make napalm.
Yeah, I don't know what napalm is.
They used to drop it from planes, and it's real explodey.
Okay.
It burns really, really hot, really fast.
Okay.
We used to be monsters and use it in Vietnam.
That's sad.
Yes, it is.
I've just heard kids in my class when I was in school be like, napalm, and I didn't really know what they were.
I'm listening. What did napalm mean?
I don't know. Okay. I feel like it was during sports stuff, or, like, they would nail a shot by putting, like, trash in the trash can when you shoot one.
Like, first conversation, he talks about how to make napalm, and then doesn't give him his address. We see Tyler peel out from the airport while he's worried about getting his ride, all that, but, like,
yeah,
his bag's missing because things are buzzing in it.
They never tell us what was buzzing in his bag.
9 times out of 10, it's an electric razor. What if he had a bomb? We would, like...
They should have caught him right then. He should have been having this whole thing in a dream in a jail cell somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, where are they going to go? He doesn't have a house anymore. It exploded. He's missing. He, like, to the rest of the world, he just doesn't exist. I guess he's still working for a little while.
Yeah, he works for quite a while. I'm saying, like, right when he gets off the plane, if they find a bomb in there, like, that should have been... He's arrested, right, and prison or jail time or something.
That's fair.
That's fair.
All right, so what did you think this movie was? You mentioned that you thought so this was something else.
I had to look it up because I didn't know what the movie was, but I was definitely mixing two movies, and it's a Kevin James movie called Here Comes the Boom. But I don't know why I thought those were the same or part of the same movie or something. There's like some bit of fighting in there is why I thought it was
But not only Fight that, Club. You thought that I was like, oh man, we got to watch this movie. It's awesome.
Like, it must be good. You said it's good. So like, I've never really heard you talk about Kevin James, so much so that I know him as Paul Blart. And
gross.
Not as his name.
Gross. I'm going to bring Paul Blart onto here.
Paul Blart was funny. Oh, man.
If I tell you how wrong I think you are, I will get accused of bullying. Here Comes the Boom came out in 2012.
Yeah.
This came out in 99.
Okay. Which is why I don't have any memories of trailers and stuff for this, and I couldn't place when this was or if it was made to be back in time or
it was
just made in the time that it was made in because it was just made in 1999, which makes sense with everything, but like it didn't seem far enough back that like I was lost as to what time period we were, but like also this doesn't feel like it's right now,
like so there's payphones in this movie.
Yeah,
I don't remember seeing a cell phone or maybe a cell phone.
No, there's like no cell phones, just payphones, but like there's payphones in movies still, they're nostalgic.
Sure.
But it definitely made me go, because I'm thinking Here Comes the Boom, which is like 2012, and...
Garbage.
Which is fine. But I'm thinking, okay, so they made it back, but like, when are we?
So once you realized it wasn't that movie, well, first, how long did that take?
That took until... I think when Jared Leto finally showed up. Because I thought he... Because I thought he was our main guy, and I was like, oh, he's terrible. This is why nobody likes Jared Leto. And then Jared Leto showed up, and I was like, oh, gosh, that's what Jared Leto looks like.
It's awful.
I have no idea what he looks like.
It's awful. Ed Norton belongs in films, and he has no business being in movies.
Okay.
That's
fair.
He's good in this. He's great in Birdman. I did not love him as Bruce Banner. But, like, he's great in a film.
Mm-hmm. And you told me I couldn't look at anything up, so I was like, okay, well, I'm not looking up the cast then. And I was like, okay, I remember the guy from Paul Blart is, I thought was in this movie. So what movie was that? I'm like, okay, so this is not that movie. So, like, I thought this was going to be serious, but, like, kind of fun. And this is all serious.
No, this movie's so fun. Do you remember the part where Brad Pitt's riding a bike and then he falls?
Yeah.
Fun.
I definitely laughed at parts of this movie, but, like...
You get to watch someone beat the shit out of Jared Leto. That's fun. I'm going to back up to the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
When he's depressed, he's not sleeping, he wants pills.
Yeah.
And then they're like, go down to the cancer treatment. That's what pain is. And he gets addicted to this now.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I felt like it was kind of rude. No, I definitely felt like it was rude at first and like, okay, you had your cry, now go home and get on with your life. And then he got addicted to being there, and I don't understand that.
So when he's talking to Marla, mm-hmm. he talks about when people think you're dying, they listen, they don't just wait for their turn to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, they talk about, you know, we're the washed up generation, we're the consumers, we're this, we're all, what is it, all singing, all dancing crap of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel heard, he doesn't feel seen, he feels the way we all talk about, the way boomers treat us now.
Okay.
Like, he does not matter. In the great scheme of things, he's an IKEA coffee table. He's $45, replaceable.
Okay.
Right? At least in these groups on these days, he matters to at least those people, is and what I think he's getting out of it.
They would be upset if he stopped showing up. They would think he died because they're all
died.
Terminal, most of those groups.
Well, and not only that, but like they care about what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
So at least in a little bit, he is a main character in those groups. So like, hey, Cornelius, how are you? Hey, Travis, how are you? Like,
and they want to know how you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're not just...
Why doesn't he just start an Insomniacs group for people who aren't sleeping and do a group, an awareness
like
that?
Maybe it's because they all have something terminal or semi-terminal. Could be terminal.
Okay.
I don't know. But or if you get a group of Insomniacs together, maybe you get Project Mayhem.
Maybe. Maybe. But, like, like AA, like that's all to help each other get over, you know, alcoholism and all that, and help each other. And like the other ones are more support because everybody's dying. But like, and like insomnia is not something necessarily you can get over, but like if something's working for some person, like maybe that works for them, or I don't know. Yeah. At least they have somebody who knows what it feels like to not sleep. Like the doctor doesn't seem to care. They're, and I'm not saying he should be taking pills, but like there's gonna be something else to do than be like, oh, you won't feel so bad for yourself when you see what real pain feels
like. Yeah, and it, like, it that felt seems... like that thing where like, oh, you had to go in at 6 o'clock, poor you, you're tired, you're only 20 years old, those people.
Yeah,
like,
and like,
how are you tired? You're young.
And like, tired is tired, like, I don't care who you are. But I think it's the if same he's thing. Flying all over the country, no wonder he can't sleep. Like,
and, oh, and he's
talking,
he's working a job that doesn't make him happy, it's unfulfilling, he's trying to, like, what do we call it now? Or retail therapy. But like, he's doing retail therapy to try to get himself right, and it's not working. And I could see why he's not sleeping, because I have gone through years mm-hmm. at a time where I'm not sleeping more than an hour or two a night, and it's not fun.
Right.
It and gets like, to you.
It's not safe.
It's not
like,
safe.
He's going to work and stuff. Like, if you fall asleep at the wheel, like, it's not good for job performance. It's not good for mental health. Like, it's not okay. And I guess this is the late 90s, so like... mental health is not quite a priority yet, huh? We're still working on
Frasier that. Exists, so we're at okay. least talking about it on mainstream TV.
Okay.
You know, like, it is a joke. Like,
yeah.
Well, like, Tony Soprano's coming up pretty soon here, so, like, therapy is getting more mainstream. But, like, it wasn't as, like, unheard of as it would have been in the 70s, where, like, she's going to see a therapist, can you believe it? Like, right. by this point, it would have been normal for him to be seeing a therapist if he could afford it.
Right. But the doctor doesn't seem to treat it like a real illness.
Yeah, that doctor sucked.
Yeah, and like it seemed more like that was his friend as a doctor instead of like an actual doctor. Like, this is like this guy I went to school with, and like, hey, you became a doctor, maybe you can hook me up with something.
Or if he's been a patient before, like he might know he just wants pills. Maybe he's yeah. got
maybe he's got a pill addiction, yeah.
Oh man, I'm in pain. I felt bad for Chloe. I feel really bad for Chloe. And then they talk about how she made the right option. Chloe killed herself, it sounds like.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
They glossed right over it.
Okay. And, like, they said she passed and...
Well, that's when Marla says, well, it sounds like she made the best choice she could for herself.
Okay.
So, like, they gloss right over it because it doesn't matter to him. He's waiting for his turn to speak.
He's back out of that. Yeah. Okay.
How about Marla?
Marla's nuts.
She does seem to be getting better as the movie goes, though.
Yeah. Either that or she's just not as crazy as he is or something. She seems sure bent on tanking her life as well.
If she's walking back across the street, she didn't even turn her head.
She's waiting to die. She's done.
So when we see her, she's got a belly full of pills. He comes and saves her life. He doesn't know he's doing it.
Right.
But, like, I think after that, she's trying at least to get right.
Okay.
I think she had that same moment that, what was his name? The kid at the convenience store.
Oh.
Kenny?
Randy?
Either way. Kevin. His name was Kevin. I don't know his name.
His last name, I thought it was R. His first name started with an R and his last name started with an H.
Raymond. Raymond K. Hessel. Yep. K is for Kevin.
Okay. And I had the other two letters. I told you it was RH.
Teamwork, Dreamwork, Shrek.
Ooh, ah.
But so I think she was getting the same kind of a thing as Raymond K.
Hessel.
Hessel. You know, she saw death. She got pulled back out of it. She might have even gotten scared to die, I think. I don't know. It doesn't show any of that.
Yeah, it doesn't show any of that.
And but
it doesn't
we see her getting like better. Every time she's older, she seems a little better.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Or at least trying to do what's right. Like, she's like, so what's wrong with you? Rather than just being like, well, I'm something to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. It does seem like she's finally done with whatever is going on with him. Like, she's trying to move on at least a little bit.
Yeah. I do like when, so after you know this, every time he says we, she's like, we, us. Every time he talks about himself and Tyler as two separate people, she calls it out.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole movie. And until you know that they're the same guy, it's just like, okay, maybe she is still crazy.
I heard her call out we in like one of their final conversations before Tyler leaves the house.
It was the one where she notices the burn on his hand.
Yeah, that one. And the way she said we made it sound like he was referring to him and Tyler as a couple instead of roommates or something.
He says he's brokenhearted when Tyler leaves him.
Right, and like there's no we between you two. Like, what are you talking about?
They do seem almost like a couple. Like, they immediately move in together. He gets jealous, whether it's of Marla or of Tyler being with Marla. Either way, like, there is a jealousy there.
He's very dependent on Tyler and, like, wants to do anything Tyler wants to do. He's okay with...
Tells Marla, how about you latching onto someone strong? You know, how weak are you?
Right.
She says, well, how's it working out for you?
Which makes it seem like there's two separate people.
Yeah.
And, like, what is going on?
But I think she's calling him weak and saying, I'm stronger than you.
Oh.
So that's why she's like, we. This is you. We is your problem. This is the way I read it. I don't know.
Okay. I think it would be something I'd have to watch again.
We should.
It might take a little while for me to want to watch this again. But, like, it's... Palette cleansing. There's, yeah. Like, there's definitely parts of it I would like to see again. Other parts I'm like, well...
That's fair. I like this movie. I think I do think it's important. I think he's saying a lot of things that people are feeling, but I also think, like, you see the billboard, like, did you know you can use old motor oil for fertilizer? Like, they're trying to tiny little bits get everyone raged up or start a fight with somebody.
Right. So, like, that's not what I thought. So I thought Fight Club was more about, like, getting out the aggression and, like, I don't know, just, like, having that outlet and then being able to go back and have a normal life.
So I think that's what it is get the aggression out and keep it going.
Right.
Get us back to the animals. Get it back to cavemen. Trying
to take down, like, society.
Yes. Exactly.
And, like, oh.
And I think they think society is what's wrong. It's not that you're unhappy because you work a shitty job for bad pay. It's, no, none of this is working. We got to start over brand new, is what I think he at least a little bit believes.
Right.
Somewhere in there. But I do like that he disagrees with Tyler, which is crazy to me. He's trying really hard to hang on to his consumerism.
That's fair. Or, like, since Tyler is a part of him and part of the way that he thinks, it's crazy to see him disagree with him so hard.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I disagree with me all the time. You know, how many times do you I shouldn't even go to work today. I don't want to go to work today. You tell yourself you have to go. Or any of that. Like, I shouldn't be eating this. I'm going to eat this. Like, you argue with yourself all the time. He just got physical about it.
Okay.
I always feel bad for Bob. Bob seemed like a good guy.
Yeah. Bob got dragged down into this and didn't need to be there.
Yep. When he was talking to him, he's like, hey, there's this thing. And, like,
I'm not supposed to talk about it.
But the second rule is I'm not supposed to talk about it. All the reviews are like, we're not supposed to talk about it. We're all making the same joke. We've been making the same joke for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this movie's 22.
Wow.
That's crazy. Did you notice the spray paint stuff says myself? Like, there's little hints.
I couldn't read it. I saw the spray paint, but I couldn't read it.
There's little hints all over the place. Do you remember when the owner of the bar came by and he's like, I'm fucking Lou.
Yeah, that moment was crazy.
So,
and, like, this is my bar. Like, oh shit.
That whole thing with Tyler right then?
Yeah, what did that actually look like, I wonder? Like,
I think he's just beating the hell out of Edward Norton. So he's standing in the corner just watching the whole thing. He's just getting beat up. I think he's saying everything we're hearing Tyler say. I think he is a lot more charismatic when he is Tyler. And I think all the guys in the group have seen him be both ways, and I think he's, to them, just bipolar or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Like, they've got to understand, like, he's either bipolar or nuts, or, like, they know that he said, well, I would say that, and so we can't let you destroy this.
If I come in here and I tell you to stop this, you need to stop me. This has to happen. Don't let me stop you. I know I'm leading you. Do not let me stop you. 100% right. He went off on one of those.
Right. Because, like, he... The Tyler part is definitely smarter than Jack. And, like, he knows he's going to switch into that mode. And, like, he's trying to set up all these fail safes. And, like, they have got to have seen, like, both sides enough to know when he is Tyler and when he is not. Because we don't talk about Project Mayhem thing. Like, and if he's the boss, they would, of course, be talking about him. But when they can tell that he's not the boss.
When he calls, is this a test? No, it's not a test. Is this a test? I think he says, I'm going to test you. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. And you're trying to prove your loyalty. You're trying to prove you're about this. You're trying to prove you believe in it or whatever. But also, did you ever watch the BBC show Jekyll?
No, it's really good. I wanted to see that. Nesbitt,
Nesbitt from the Hobbit movies, but like he's really good. In that one, he outsmarts himself.
Oh,
it's really good.
Which side outsmarts himself?
Yes. No spoilers.
Okay.
But like, I do want to see a lot more of this movie from Tyler Durden's point of view, or Marla's even,
or the outside.
Yeah.
Just.
Like, if we're going to pick one person and follow him, let's see what Marla's dealing with.
Oh my gosh, poor Marla.
Because, like, we see her, she leaves the bedroom with Tyler, comes downstairs, and he's down there, like, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you're an asshole.
The way
like,
she got all mad about it, I was like, no, but bitch, why are you here? Like,
this is my house. This is where I live.
Right. He's definitely, like, not quite scared of why she's here, but, like, definitely being like, why are you stalking me? Why are you in my house?
You're in my house. Like, that's the line, like. That's crazy. Or when Tyler's like, well, do you like her? No. Like, okay, maybe he's a little bit hung up on her.
No, he definitely seemed disgusted by her. Like,
I agree with that. But then he immediately seemed jealous. But also, he wanted her number, so I don't know how disgusted.
I think he's disgusted by her, but he's so desperate for human connection.
I'll take that.
And I don't think he's jealous of Tyler being with her. I think he's jealous that Tyler's attention is being taken away and put on her.
That's fair. I was talking about, well, this is 15 years ago now, we were talking about this, and someone was telling me, well, I think it's more that Tyler would stoop so low in his eyes, or like slum it with Marla. You know, he thinks Tyler is this so cool guy, and he's going to slum it with somebody who is human trash, according to our narrator.
Okay.
Or Jack or whatever.
But Tyler also seems the kind to like whatever he can get, like.
That's fair.
Like, not like he's desperate, but like, hey, if somebody's willing, like, he's going to play the field. He's going to play anything that comes to him.
And just the more because. We see him, the grosser he is.
Right.
That house, and then.
That's what I'm saying. The house is gross. Like, there's no way
he's
like.
He makes
like,
the soap.
Right.
That bag of fat pops, and he laughs.
Like, oh, that was so gross. Oh, gosh. I was trying not to watch that scene.
I legit do think of that every time I see that, like, the artisan soaps. Every time.
Oh.
Selling them fat asses right back to him.
That part was funny. That's one of those parts where I laughed at. Like, those little quips like that
were
funny.
But this is like a Tarantino movie. Like, you laugh a lot, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
There's funny bits in there.
Or sometimes laughing at just like, oh my gosh, they said that.
There's a line, pardon my yawn, there's a line that I thought was going to get a much bigger reaction out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you were disgusted by the line to where you couldn't comment on it, or if you were like, nope, I'm deleting that from my hard drive. I didn't hear that.
What was the line?
Is right after she and Tyler are together and she says, I haven't been cussed like that since grade school.
You have warned me about that line and I don't care for that line. Was that ad-libbed? Where did that come from again?
She said that one.
Mm-hmm.
The original line was, they finished and she says, I feel pregnant. Let's go get an abortion.
Okay. Both are terrible. The second one is a little better. The other one I try to hear it is like, she's like, at least late middle school or something. Like, grade school. Like,
well,
what
this
the
is
hell?
The thing.
What the hell?
Maybe this is why Marla's like this. Or mm-hmm. maybe Marla just thinks that kind of thing is funny to joke about. Maybe
right.
She's that far gallows humor.
You're right.
But like, I expected something and you were just like, nope, deleted.
I don't care for that line. I already know it's here. Okay, moving on to the next scene.
I did tell you about that one?
Yeah, yeah, okay. We've talked about that line
good
before.
When they're talking about Jack's job, they talk about, like, this is where the infant went right through the windshield, and this is where the fat guy burned into the seats and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
like, you were like, oh, my God, is this real? And you know it is.
Right.
100% you know it is.
Oh, my gosh, it's terrifying that that's just, like, if the recall doesn't outweigh the damage, like, or the damage doesn't outweigh the recall, like, it boils down to money, not about keeping people safe.
Or, well, which one do you work for? It's a major one. I believe that 100%. I 100% believe that.
Which to me sounds like they're calling out every major car brand instead of just
the
like,
big three at least.
Mm-hmm. instead of just like one of them. It's they're all doing this.
So this movie's based on a novel, which got turned into a comic book.
Okay.
And then there's this. And now there's Fight Club 2, which is a comic.
Okay.
And I don't know for sure if it's his kid or his childhood. But either way, there is a child Tyler next to our main character.
Well, I hope it's well written and thought out, because this seems pretty complete in itself.
That's why I think it's...
To pander for another one.
That's why I think it's going... Well, he didn't want to make a movie.
Okay.
And this is where I respect him, but it's the same writer. And I believe it's the narrator when he's a kid.
Okay.
And, like, Tyler feels familiar because he has met him before. It was literally his imaginary friend kind of a thing.
Okay.
I do hope it's good, because you're right. This does feel very complete. And I would hate for it to have a sequel, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Because, like...
He shot himself in the face.
Right. And, like, I don't know if he's... It looked like he shot himself more through the mouth than through the head.
It was enough to kill Tyler.
Which, like, if he doesn't shoot himself fully in the head, I don't understand how that kills Tyler, but, like, fine, I'll go with it. But, like, it doesn't feel like it needs a sequel. I don't want to know what happens next. I do not want to go through another movie story like this, if that makes sense. Like, this is it. Or if we go back to when he got caught at the baggage claim, like, this could all be some sort of a crazy dream in a jail cell.
Or, like, if you want to make a Fight Club 2 that's a sequel to this, it needs to be about 3 minutes long. Show him recovering, and show him either with Marla or not, and why. But, like, it doesn't need to be a movie. They're like, it needs to be about his recovery, both mentally and physically, and just everything they blew up and how the world's dealing with that. But, like, I do like that it's mostly open. And that's the thing, too.
I don't think I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's...
Likelihood enough, he's going to prison.
Right. And it's enough to make you wonder what the world would be like without wanting somebody to nail down exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And, well, and this is the thing with Lynch. Every one of his... So, our director is David Lynch.
Okay.
I've never seen one of his movies where I understood it the first time. Or, what's the movie, every time we watch it, it gets better?
Anything by Wes Anderson is
so Wes
amazing.
Anderson does the same thing, but his are happy, if not bleak.
Right.
Like, it definitely leans happy. So even the sad stories lean happy.
Yep.
This movie does not.
Right.
This world does not. And a lot of this world feels real. Like, that is what hammers the message in this movie home to me. That, like, we're sitting here talking about a major Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm.
They sold this movie to us, right?
Okay.
We are sooner or later the product. This is Facebook and everything else. If it's free, you're the product, right?
Okay, yep.
We're talking about this movie. Somebody listening to this is going to go watch this movie. We're passing it on. We're just helping them get more money.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
That's the whole point of the movie, is stop this. And that's why we have Brad Pitt, Helena Bonham Carter, Edward Norton, Meatloaf, not so much, but, like, we have all these people getting asses in the seats to build more money for the same three corporations.
Okay.
You know? This is exactly what they're telling us to stop doing, and we're just like, yeah, let's all support this big Hollywood thing telling us to do the thing. If this plays at the Music Box, I'm going to go see it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I have it. I bought it. I bought it on tape. I bought it on DVD. I bought it on Blu-ray. I'm going to go see it in the theater. Like... I'm buying the comic book. We're talking about the comic book. Like, it didn't work.
Okay.
It's an important message. And even though I know what the message is, it's not working.
Okay, but, like, part of the message is to destroy society and your life and everything, too.
Yeah.
So, like, it starts out being like, okay, I get what he's talking about. But, like, man, it escalates. And where it escalates to is not a good message.
Well, and as soon as we meet him, he's working... making soap, and he's working at the theater, and he's working in the restaurant where he's pissing in the soup, and, like, he seems to be little by little trying to break down society, and then he builds his army, like, yeah, we all hate our jobs, too, or, like, I do like there was a safety thing there. They're like, we own the security, we own all the cleaning people, there's nobody in the buildings, everything's fine, so there is at least a lot of forethought, and we don't want to hurt our own. We don't want to hurt the little man. We just want to hurt the grasshoppers, not the ants.
Yep. Yep. It definitely seemed like that. And it wasn't like, we don't want to hurt our own people. It's more, they got their own people into that building so they could make sure everybody was out.
Yes. And I do think, like, there's this is where he's almost a hero, but also he's a sociopath. And
right. So, like, taking out the debt, like, that's fantastic.
But so also, everybody's equal, right?
I don't know. Blowing it up is not great. All the means to getting there is not great.
But at the same time,
and Bob died.
I feel bad for Bob. But Bob died because a cop shot him. For what were they doing? Isn't nonviolent crime almost?
They blew up a statue and crashed it into a building.
Blowing up art is not hurting anybody.
It had a ball rolling down the street that crashed into another building.
It crashed into like a Starbucks. So like
it could have hit somebody. It didn't. And so, the store was empty and it's after hours, but
at this moment, Bob committed a nonviolent crime.
Is it a nonviolent crime if there's a bomb?
To me, it's nonviolent if nobody got hurt.
Right, but how does the law classify it in 1999?
May I quote Judge Dredd?
I am the law.
I am the law.
And the law is me.
Look.
Yeah.
Bob's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is his first offense that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
He got shot in the head.
Yeah.
They killed Bob.
Yeah.
His name was Robert Paulson.
That was sad. But, like, they ran away. They've got explosives. Cops are cops.
Of course, they shot him. I do feel bad for Bob every time.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like a good guy.
Yeah. But also, his kids don't talk to him, so, like, maybe he's not as good of a guy as we want to pretend he is.
That's fair. Or maybe he's only a good guy the little bits we're seeing, and he is surrounded by all this. But maybe he's very easily swayed.
Yep. Or maybe he was just a terrible father, self-absorbed, whatever, and now that he had cancer, whatever, he wants to turn his life around. So, like, now I feel bad for him. But also, if you were a dick most of your life,
then you don't deserve balls.
I'm sorry.
If you be a dick, you don't deserve balls. You heard it here, folks. what did you think of... First off, I gotta interrupt my own self. The standoff between Tyler and Jack at the end.
When he took the gun?
When he took the gun. No, not in the building, at the van.
That part made me laugh. Like, you're shooting at your imaginary friend with a van full of nitroglycerin.
He yells, nitroglycerin. That is the realest moment Brad Pitt has ever had on screen. This is the movie. This is the movie that changed Brad Pitt for me.
Okay.
He was so awful. He did a bunch of... He did the thing where, like, okay, I'm going to wear an open button-up shirt and have long hair, and everyone's going to tell me I'm pretty. Who gives a shit about this guy? And then he was in Fight Club. I was like, oh, man, Tyler Durden. We have a new god.
I feel like... So he was pretty good in this, and I feel like the one with Leonardo DiCaprio...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I feel like he was really good in that. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Brad Pitt.
What about when he was Lieutenant Aldo Rain in Inglourious Bastards?
He was fine in that. It was good.
Fine?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, my God. He was so good. Ocean's 11.
I did not see Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 12.
I did not see Ocean's 12.
Ocean's 13.
I did not see Ocean's 13.
It's the third one. It's the good one.
It would be the good one. It's the third one.
It is not the good one. It's but better I did not than 12.
See that one. Okay.
Except for the Julia Roberts moment.
I would have thought it was the 13th one.
You ever see the old Ocean's 11 with Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr.?
No, but that sounds amazing.
It's pretty good. Except for Sammy Davis Jr. has a song. He plays a guy named Joshua. But he sings a song where he says, E-O 11 a thousand times. And it is not great. The end. Our final standoff. I have the gun now.
Yeah.
What did you think of that moment?
That was cool. And then I saw the cigarette disappear for a second, and I thought he was going to be smoking the cigarette, and then he still had it. But, like, that was cool.
He did leave with a smoking mouth.
That is fair. And it was definitely interesting that Tyler's like, oh, that smells funny.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't actually get shot, but, like, because he's in the imaginary part, and part of him, he does get shot, and
yeah, he got shot. That.
It was pretty crazy. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to shoot myself. That'll fix all of this. And then, like, it didn't stop anything from happening other than Tyler disappeared.
Yeah, but that's all he needed, right? The guys are listening to him now. They left Marla and him alone.
Fair. They're
going to get him medical assistance or whatever they called it.
You think they're going to let him stop Fight Club, like disband it? and shut it down.
I don't think he needs to. They accomplished the big mission, and there are franchises, whatever they call it, all around.
That's what I'm saying. So those franchises run without him.
They didn't, though. He was flying all over talking to him.
Okay.
He's stopping and feeling, right? This is how it's happening.
Okay.
Do you think it was just this one city, or do you think buildings went down all over?
I don't think the movie showed us any evidence that there were other buildings that came down. They did say there was 10 buildings?
You know what happened on the Blu-ray for this?
What?
When you turn it on, the screen, the title screen or whatever, the menu, is for Never Been Kissed, that movie starring Drew Barrymore.
Because you don't talk about Fight Club?
And if you turn on that movie,
uh-huh.
it's the menu for Fight Club.
Ah.
I don't know why.
Crazy.
Yep. I do think, I know I said this already, I do think that like that's repeated so often, so I won't spoil the movie.
Interesting.
Or book or whatever else. Like, I know it's important for this, but like... When he says, you know what, I am... very disappointed because you are not supposed to talk about Fight Club or whatever it says, right?
Right. Because he's got all those new faces.
That goes along with that where it's people trying to get over cosmetic surgery or plastic surgery. And I'm very disappointed because I see a lot of new faces here.
But like, how are they supposed to bring in new people or how do people hear about Fight Club if you're not supposed to talk about Fight Club?
Right.
If he's trying to be building this army, is he... just finding people on his own to bring in?
Here's the best way. Yeah.
Or like...
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Don't tell anybody. And now you're dying to tell somebody. Like, you got something that makes you feel like power. And
right.
People at work who... Now they're going to think you're cool. Oh, man, what happened to you? Oh, I got to fight. No big deal.
You know? Okay.
But the biggest way to spread the word is tell people don't tell.
Because then they have to tell.
Yeah.
They got to tell somebody.
Listen, whatever you do, don't tell your friends about this podcast. And then right now, someone's like, oh, man, listen. I listen to this podcast.
When they were still fighting in the parking lot, and the guy with the tie, I thought that was his boss from work.
Yeah.
And then the boss didn't know anything about it, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's not him, but I thought they'd drag the boss in.
The fight in front of his boss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, when he found the thing, and he's like, maybe you should not worry about that piece of paper. Maybe the person who wrote that is a psychopath. Maybe that person's dangerous.
Right.
And he's going, or maybe you shouldn't come to me with every piece of trash you find.
What?
That moment is so good. And mm-hmm. he could have blamed it on the kid that was cleaning it up in there and all this. Like, he mm-hmm. could have passed it around. I guarantee there's more than just him and that kid in that building.
Right.
That are in Fight Club. But, like, he told his boss to kiss his ass. And
right. Or, like, threatened him, like... Whoever's writing this is obviously a psychopath, and you really want to go around and threaten a psychopath? It's like that line
you
from
find out that
Bruce Wayne.
Your boss is dressed up like a bat and beating the hell out of criminals. You really want to blackmail this person?
Right! Like, this person has no need for money. He's just going to come beat the shit out of you for threatening him.
This movie's so good.
And, like, he hates his boss, and his boss doesn't seem... Like, other than the part where they work for a terrible company who kind of covers up, like...
Well, there's a
car explosion. His boss seems pretty understanding of, like, something's going on with this dude. Like,
he gives him some chances.
Yeah. And, like, all right, go home, clean up.
That meeting where the guy asked the question, he shows his teeth, and he's talking about he's swallowing blood.
Right.
I think he meant to answer, but he can't because he's swallowing blood like crazy.
Right.
But, like, he didn't get fired right then.
Right.
He didn't get fired the first time he came in bleeding on himself. Is that your blood? Some of it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
There's a lot of things he could have gotten arrested for and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I keep saying David Lynch, and it's David Fincher. I keep saying Lynch.
Which one's David Finch?
Fincher.
David Fincher.
He directed this.
David Fincher. Okay. You have been saying David Lynch. Okay.
No. David Lynch is a different director. He's fantastic, too.
Okay.
This is Fincher. So you have seen Zodiac, which is one of his?
Which one was Zodiac?
The one where Iron Man and the Hulk are hunting down the Zodiac killer with Mysterio.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good. Did you ever see Seven?
No.
It's got Brad Pitt going, what's in the box?
No, I've not seen that.
Gone Girl, you only started, but you liked.
I wanted to watch that. I liked what I saw of it.
Benjamin Button.
I love The Secret Life of Benjamin Button. No. Benjamin Button is the backwards aging one.
Yes.
Okay. There's another Brad Pitt one.
Yeah. Okay. You ever see The Game?
No.
We should watch The Game.
What's The Game about?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me about Fight Club?
Kinda, yeah. All right, I'll read it. After a wealthy banker is given an opportunity to participate in a mysterious game, his life is turned upside down when he becomes unable to distinguish between the game and reality.
Oh.
That's very good.
That does sound good. That does sound interesting.
It's 2 years before this one.
Oh. And they're all his movies?
That he directed them.
Okay.
You want to rate this, Mother?
Yes. I give this movie 4 car crashes out of 5 that end up in a actual claims recall.
That's way higher than I thought you were going to give this. That's crazy. You like this one.
I did like this.
You don't want to watch it again.
I don't want to watch it for a while.
Yeah.
I liked a lot of the beginning and I liked a lot of the end, and the middle is where it kind of lost me.
Second act is all over the place.
Yeah.
So, do you remember once upon a time, we were at the movies and I showed you the cigarette burns things?
Yes.
You can still see that in old movies that get loaded from the film thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I would notice that, and I didn't know what it was, and I always thought that it was, like, the director putting a thing to just make sure I'm paying attention. Or I don't know.
I just figured the movies were old. Like, it was just worn away or something.
It's in every movie made with film.
Mm-hmm.
So good. That's it.
How would you rate this, Mother?
I am Jack's 4.5 out of 5 stars review because I really, really like this one. I really like this one.
Why isn't it 5?
Because I get sad for Bob, and I know it needed to happen so they could say, well, none of us have names anymore, but like, no, once we are dead, we have names again, and I get it. We're showing how brainwashed or cultified and all this. Like,
once they have that thought, that's the only thought they have.
Whatever Tyler says goes. Unless Tyler disagrees with himself. 45.
He has some nut jobs listening to him. Holy cow.
Tell me, though.
He's a genius. You got to see a cult
happen in the last 4.5 years, 5 years.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's call it 7. But, like, tell me they're not drinking the same Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how we end these.
That's all, folks. And on that note, you can go filk yourself.
Yeah, go filk yourself.
As you filk.